Tore Christensen first served on the Sitka Assembly from 1998 to 2004. He lost re-election in 2004 and then returned to the Assembly in 2010. In 2012, he ran for mayor, losing to Mim McConnell. And in 2013, he decided to take a break.
Doing 6 years in a row straight really burns you out. I took a year off, you know, recharge my batteries, get my Tuesday nights back for a while. And I think that allows, I would recommend it. I mean, it makes you a better assembly person.
And now that he's running again, Christensen thinks his past experience is an asset, especially since the departure of assembly members Mike Reif and Pete Esquiro will leave only one continuing member, Phyllis Hackett, who served more than 2 years. The other long-serving member is Mayor Mim McConnell, who's running for re-election. Christensen says continuity and experience are important.
You know, I've been around long enough, doing this enough, to where I can remember the last time we made the same mistake, and I may have made it, and that I'm hoping that I can help steer the city through some of those things because, you know, I've seen it before and have that knowledge of that, hey, this is going to get us in trouble or, you know, this might be a better way of doing it.
He says he sees himself as a middle-of-the-road candidate.
I know that I just paid my tax bill, and it's probably the biggest bill I pay per year, and it hurt. So I understand that. But at the same time, I understand, you know, we've got to try and keep the, you know, roads at least from swallowing the cars, if not great. And we've got to try and keep the lights on and the, you know, water flowing and things.
Christensen says that as an assembly member, his top priorities would be very clear.
Public safety, police and fire, and schools.
He says he favors funding the school district as much as we possibly can.
It's very fashionable to say that there are, you know, things we can do to make the schools better that don't cost money. Unfortunately, most of them don't work without money.
He pointed to the range of issues the district faces, from the Title IX complaint over Mueller Field to the revised Alaska standards that require new materials and teacher training. He says the assembly's job is to make sure the district has the resources to meet those challenges.
You know, the assembly can't deal with the minutiae or actually any of the details of education funding. The only thing we can do is provide them with as much money as we can. And that's, I think that there needs to be a voice for that.
Christensen's wife, Jessica, teaches at Baranoff Elementary School. Beyond public safety and education, Christensen says the big challenge is how to handle a backlog of decaying infrastructure, from roads to water mains to sewer lines. He says that may mean finding cheaper options, like letting some roads go to gravel or building others without sidewalks. But it also might mean, yes, raising fees or taxes. But, he says, if the assembly does consider raising revenue, it must take the time to get buy-in from the community.
One of the things I've learned is that if you are going to have some sort of a fee or tax increase, you've got to have consensus. And you've got to make it to the point where a vote on it is almost a formality. So if we are going to make any major funding changes to how we fund things in Sitka, it's going to have to be a long process that has a lot of buy-in, or else it's just not going to happen, and probably nor should it.
Christensen has worked for Southeast Region EMS since 1999, training and equipping emergency medical personnel. He was born and raised in Sitka and has two young daughters. And he says, in the end, running for assembly is about making sure his hometown remains a place to be proud of.
And hopefully that, again, in 40 years when my daughters are having their kids here, they can say the same, and they can say that, you know, my dad was part of the solution, and that's what I want to be.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.